don't move, just leave your gun out here on a chip. Lean back and stay a while now.
Monitor for Sunday evening, February 25th, the perfect show for people on the go. And I happen to know you moved. Now, you watch that. I'm Brad Crandall, short, plump, and very funny. Not me, comedian Toadie Field. She owes a great deal of her success to the two most important women in her professional life, Phyllis Diller and Sophie Tucker. She'll tell us all about it later this half hour. Coming up in 2 minutes, World of Wheels. Auto racing thrills direct from Los Angeles.
If you could only see me. Your heart could shine like kind of baby and dim the brightest star. If you could only be me, I know the happiness you brought is coming out in my eyes now, baby, and he's my trouble mine. I know there's no extreme that you would not go to.
One of the latest from Spanky and our gang. Now a pause of 6 seconds as we switch live to Los Angeles for one of Monitor's newest features, World of Wheels with Keith Jackson. Hello, everybody. Keith Jackson with Wynn's World of Wheels, brought to you by Wynn's Famous Friction Proofing, Wynn's New Charge, and the thousands of dealers who feature the entire family of Wynn's products that keep your car going strong. Yarborough Day at the Daytona 500, world's richest stock car race, won by Cale Yarborough, with Leroy Yarborough finishing second. Not related, in fact, spell their names differently, but both sat in 68 Mercurys today for 1-2 finish. And Jockey Cale from Timminsville, South Carolina, averaged 143.251 miles an hour, a victory worth a minimum $47,250. Cale Yarborough broke from the pole position, had troubles, but the former fullback had some good help and some good luck. I'll talk with him in a moment, but first let's find out from Ken Squire, trackside, about the number of yellow caution flags fluttering today, cutting down the expected record speeds.
11 of them, 60 laps under yellow, and Cale Yarborough was almost out of the running before he even got started. If it hadn't been for Glenn Wood and the famous Wood Pit crew, he might not have been in the finish in the victory lane today. And what happened is told by Glenn Wood himself, that first unrehearsed pit stop they had today.
Yes, that was a transformer on the ignition, and it was bolted on the dash, and we had to get under there, and he went in the wind with an air gun and undid it and hooked it up and lost a lap and a half, and we got back and in the lead again, and a tire went flat from a nail or something, and about the same thing all over again. Then we came back they did. This is Ken Squire at the Daytona International Speedway, where Cale Yarborough is the man of the hour.
Last time Cale Yarborough ran at Daytona, won the Firecracker 400, but today's victory, his biggest reward ever. Cale is on the phone, and I'm curious if the race was as hairy as most of the drivers had expected.
Oh, man, worse. It was a real fast race, where we had a lot of caution flags that brought our speed down some, but
When we were running, we were rear running.
Well, Cale, did you have to drive this one a little differently than other Daytona races?
Yes, you did. Actually, you couldn't do as much drafting and passing and slingshotting as we have done in the past. We had to really, really be careful.
Knowing that virtually every car on the track was capable of record speeds, how did you approach the run today? What was your prime concentration?
Staying out of trouble, getting in traffic, and just pick your good spot to run was the thing that I concentrated on most. And we had a lot of little things went wrong, and we were real lucky to win.
Okay, now that you've sampled the nearly incredible new speeds, can you live with them? Is it possible you might have to go a little faster yet this season?
They're still mighty fast. They haven't slowed down any, but I think it'll take a little while to get used to this, and I still think you'll see me even go higher.
And as we've already told, Cale, the Woods brothers turned in another remarkable job in the pits for you.
They did the greatest job in the world. They did some things today that was impossible for anybody else anyway.
Cale Yarborough, congratulations on your win at the Daytona 500 today, and good luck to you in Rockingham, North Carolina, March 10.
Thank you very much.
As we mentioned, Leroy Yarborough was second today at Daytona, Bobby Allison third, Dave Pearson fourth, Paul Goldsmith fifth, Dick Petty was eighth. Buddy Baker, Mario Andretti, and Jim Herdebeest involved in accidents today, but no serious injuries. When Cale Yarborough's winning car rolled out on the track for today's race, his crew had given him every edge possible. And high on the list of priorities, Wins radiator stop leak. You have to be concerned when your car's cooling system is in this kind of danger, because when that cooling system goes down, you go down, especially when you're planning to go flat out for 500 miles. Pressures build up that can cause leaks and put a car out of the running. Even a small object thrown up by somebody's tire can put you out of a race. So Cale Yarborough relied on Wins radiator stop leak to stop this trouble today before it started. You see, Wins seals leaks before they really are leaks. So ask for Wins radiator stop leak the next time you get gas or service, and protect your car's cooling system against damage caused by everyday driving. It worked at the Daytona 500. It'll work for you. One of the many Keep Your Car Going Strong products from Wins. Well, the year's first major SCCA road racing meet of the year on at Las Vegas this weekend. Some 350 cars, they'll be running for another hour or so. Head of the show so far, the Formula A class winner today, Bruce Eglinton in a LeGrand. And Ian Dunn punctuates the promise of this class from trackside in Las Vegas.
These are open-wheel race cars powered by American stock block engines up to 305 cubic inches, turning speeds of upwards of 175 miles an hour down the back straightaway.
SC production class, according to Ian Dunn, will be run quite late today, probably in the shadows of the evening. And that wraps it for this edition of Wins World of Wheels, brought to you by Wins Famous Friction Proofing, Wins New Charge, and the entire family of Wins products that keep your car going strong. Ask for them by name wherever you get gas or service. This is Keith Jackson in Los Angeles reporting for Monitor Sports.
World of Wheels with Keith Jackson is heard every Saturday and Sunday evening on Monitor. Another auto racing feature, Sport of Speed, is also a regular feature each weekend on Monitor.
What makes the sunshine? What turns the rain to snow? What makes a mountain? What makes a river flow? What makes two people know that they need each other? Somehow it just doesn't happen. Somebody makes it so. What makes a bird fly? Who tells it where to go? What makes the grass green? What makes a baby grow? What makes us feel that our love will last forever? Somehow it just doesn't happen. Somebody makes it so. What makes the sun shine? What turns the rain to snow? What makes a mountain? What makes a river flow? What makes two people know that they need each other? Somehow it just doesn't happen. Somebody makes it so.
makes a baby grow. What makes us feel that our love will last forever? Somehow it just doesn't happen. Somebody makes it so. Somebody makes it so.
Thank you, Mr. Como. More of the best in popular music directly ahead, followed by comedian Toadie Field, who tells how she listened and learned from Sophie Tucker. So stay right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York. This is Lee Leonard inviting the housewives of New York to close ranks and join forces with me, weekdays from 11 till 2 on WNBC. Every day is a battle against the mundane, the ordinary, the trite. So get in the fray with Lee's Army. You'll grant there's a difference in your day.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. If your car's registration expires in February, you've only a short time left to renew. Go to your nearest New York State Motor Vehicle Department today. Bring the renewal stub from your present registration, showing that your car has been inspected during the past 12 months. If you've not received a renewal application by mail, you can fill out a paper application at the Motor Vehicle Office. Then you will not be driving illegally on March 1st.
Here comes more of Monitor.
And the time is precisely 20 minutes after the Monitor Hour. In the news this week, how to build a better mousetrap. It comes from the Dallas, Oregon chapter of the Future Farmers of America, who they say it works this way. You take one coffee can with a plastic top and fill it with water. Cut several large slashes in the top, making it very weak. Place peanut butter on the top's underside. Place the can in a rodent refuge and wait. Along comes the mouse, smells the peanut butter, steps up on the cut plastic top, tumbles into the water, and unless he's a darn good swimmer, bye-bye mouse. Sergio Mendez and Brazil 66.
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
Would you stand up and walk out on me?
Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key.
Oh, I get a part of your head for my friends.
Oh, I can hide your head for my friends.
Oh, I'm gonna try your head.
What do I do when my love is away?
Does it worry you to be alone?
How do I feel by the end of the day?
Are you sad because you're on your own? No, I get by with your help from my friends.
Oh, I get high with your help from my friends.
Oh, I'm gonna try with your help from my friends.
Do you need anybody? At their
sight. Just as sad, it happens all the time.
What do you see when you turn on the light?
I can tell you, but I know it's mine. Oh, I get tired of help from my friends.
Oh, I get high of help from my friends.
Oh, I'm gonna try to help my friends.
Do you need anybody? Anybody, I
the name of the song, with a little help from my friends. Our next monitor guest, comedian Toti Fields, has had a lot of help from a lot of friends. Because of it and them, her success on TV and in nightclubs has been swifter and more sure. Toti is short, pop-eyed, and plump, sort of a roly-poly Betty Boop. She's funny because she always makes fun of herself before she ever makes fun of anyone else. Two famous women performers helped her when she was unknown, and she gives all the details to monitor reporter Jack Eigen in Chicago.
Your career has been so beautiful. I mean, you're a star now. Really, you're nationally known.
Mm-hmm. But you want to know something? Phyllis Diller opened the doors for Toti Fields, and Toti Fields will open the door for the next female that comes along. It just makes it that much easier for a female to get into the business if another one. But there are so few females.
What are you talking where it sounds like when you talk that, when you're not doing comedy? Anybody ever tell you who's saying that?
Well, I've heard Peggy Cass a million times.
No.
Who?
Sophie Tucker. You punch your words. I mean, anything you say you mean. It comes from inside it. And you punch it. It's a Sophie Tucker talk.
It's very funny that you should say that. You know, originally, Toti Fields was Sophie Feldman.
Is that right?
Really, my real name is Sophie, and I come from Hartford, Connecticut.
That's where she comes from.
That's
she was
right.
Working as a
so I really have spent my life hearing you're going to be another Sophie Tucker.
I see she talks
about it. I really work nothing like Sophie Tucker. I think Sophie and I are as far removed from each other as performers. Traditionally, I'm the same as Sophie Tucker. In fact, Ted Lewis once gave me the loveliest compliment. Ted Lewis said, Toti, you should have been around during vaudeville because you worked like the old-time vaudevillian performers, mm-hmm. You know? But I loved Sophie Tucker. The first time I ever walked on a nightclub stage, Jack, Sophie Tucker in New York at the Copacabana, Sophie Tucker was sitting there, and I was a nervous wreck. I panicked just the sight of this woman watching me work because I was a great fan of Tucker's. We got all through and we went back up to my suite and there were hundreds of people all congratulating me and a knock came at the door and Sophie Tucker walked in and she said, come here. And when Sophie said, come here, you come here. And she went into another room with me and she slammed the door and she said to me, now listen. She said, I want your arms covered. The ugliest thing on a woman is her arms. Get them covered. I don't like to see flabby arms waving. And I said, all right, Sophie. And she said, what are you yelling for? Well, you know, when a comic gets nervous, they yell. They do their punchlines up.
Mm-hmm.
Because Sophie said, you got the job. Calm down. Just shh. Talk soft. Be a lady on the stage. Well, we spent an hour. And Sophie got through with me, says, now go out and get all the congratulations. But I told you the truth. And then 4 years went by. And I opened and Sophie was there. The knock came at the door and in walked Sophie and she looked beautiful. And I said, oy vey, here it comes. And I said, come on into the room. And she says, what for? She said, I got nothing to tell you. She said, everything is perfect. And I can't tell you the effect that had on me. I cried and cried. Because it wasn't easy for Sophie, because Sophie loved to give criticism.